Michael Funston, Inter-Provincials tournament is probably your first taste of playing with the Ulster Senior League team. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Well, actually, I was involved in 2003 under Danny McConnell. At that time, I roomed with Stephen O'Donnell at the time. As I said, I'm looking forward to going down to the competition because there's been a real change in mindset about this competition. You know, this team hasn't gone down just to fulfill a fixture for a weekend away. They're going down to win it and or give it the best go they can, and for that I'm really excited, and I'm obviously really excited to play with some of the players that are in this league, because the standard of the Ulster League is very, very high, even though it might be a small league, and that's a story maybe for another day. But there is a lot of talented players in this league who look after themselves really, really well. So on that note, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and that's something that you've become aware of over the last couple of months, because you're back involved now with your home club, Bunagee.
Aye, well, it's like everything. You only keep one eye on it when you're away from it, but when you're involved, you want to know who this young fella is and that. And, you know, there is a lot of good players in it, and, things haven't gone the way probably I would like at Bunagee, but, I've played against a hell of a lot of good players, and, it might be a difficult pill to take on a Sunday when you're beat or whatever, but at the same time I can still admire quality.
Yeah. Well, when you refer back to that team you were involved with back in 2003, it's 14 years ago, make it hard to believe.
I know, it's hard to believe, most of those players are not even playing in the league. Maybe the only person I can think of is maybe Stephen O'Donnell is still involved in football, but other than that, all those boys are gone, and that's football, that's the cycle.
Yeah, and a lot of changes within the league since then, I'm sure. I mentioned it to Anthony already about the attitude of players, not just towards this tournament, but to their game in general. I mean, people now are wanting to be the best. They want to better themselves, be fit and be well prepared for matches.
Well, that's it. That's the great thing about it, that people are take this competition most importantly seriously and give it the respect it deserves. You're still representing your county. You know what I mean? At the standard, at Ulster Senior League standard, and that's all you can do. That's the standard you're in. It's a great honour to be picked, and hopefully, when called upon, everybody can give it the best chance they have and the best opportunity they have.
Yeah, and of course you've played under Anthony before as well, so you know what's involved there.
Yeah, well, back to 2003, I won the Youth League with Anthony. I've sat in the changing room with him. I know everything about him. Every time I know him, I would say he's still the same professional as today. I would say his diet's still the same as it was, we'll say whatever, 10 years ago. That's just the man. That's why, especially working with Anthony, and I know what he brings, and even working with him in his training sessions have been excellent. It's what I've come to expect, and that level of professional does rub off on players. And as I said, nowadays players keep themselves in good shape anyway. You work more technically, which is a great thing. You have more time for that.
Mm-hmm. How have you found it, Michael, yourself? I mean, when you moved down from League of Ireland level to Ulster Senior League, I mean, is your fitness still, are you happy enough with where you're at fitness-wise and your football?
Well, I mean, fitness probably, if the truth be told, is probably not far away, because that's just the demon that I am. I don't like to keep myself any other way, because I always find if you don't do it, you regret it on a Sunday. It's 5 minutes into that game. If you haven't done enough that week, I would be the first to say, I should have. So I do keep myself a good nick. The league obviously isn't as sharp as senior football. That's just the competitiveness of it. So that way, I probably wouldn't be as sharp as I was when I was playing senior football, but the standard, I assure you, is every bit as good, and it's a very physical league. It's actually not a far away physicality from the first division.
Yeah. Well, for Bunagee, having someone like you involved, I'm sure it's a huge benefit to them, because you're not the kind of player that likes to be playing on a team where the others aren't producing the goods. I mean, that's something that I'm sure frustrates you if it's not happening.
I'm sure that they found out that about me alright over the last couple of weeks, but it's like everything. Somebody told me a long time ago, I remember playing youth football, and somebody was always getting on to me about something, and it was kind of starting to bother me a bit, and he turned around and said to me, I wouldn't talk to you if I didn't think you were worth talking to. And that's my kind of example. If I'm speaking to you, sometimes people maybe think, oh, he's getting on to me. But if I didn't think you had it in you, I wouldn't be speaking to you, because you only speak to players that you think actually, can take on your advice and are good enough and have the ability to do something with that. And that's, been my way at Bunagee. I've been trying to, because there's a lot of good players there. I'm working with a lot of young players, and hopefully, my experience of having youth, young players come into the Harp setup, you know, there's a way of dealing with them, speaking with them to try to progress, and hopefully I'm trying to do that in the best manner I can.
In relation to the tournament itself, suggesting to Anthony as well, players being given the chance now to play against some of the best players in the country, which is something that they should appreciate too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a great honour, and it's a great opportunity to represent your county, to go and play in this competition. And like as I said, every player wants to test themselves against the best players, you know, in the country, and this is a great opportunity for them. And we have a hell of a lot of good players, you know, for whatever reason, you know, a lot of them didn't take the step to senior football for, you know, personal reasons, whatever, but they're technically, I assure you, as good as what's in the country at a senior setup, never mind intermediate. So in that regards, I would say the players are like myself, they're really looking forward to a challenge, because that's what sport is all about. It's challenging yourself, you know, weekly, and this is going to be a good challenge for us.
A few months out then, Michael, from the time that you left Harps, and I know that was a big decision for you. No regrets?
No regrets. You know, just to have that time at home, you know, with obviously, you know, my wife just had a baby, and obviously with Sarah, my child. Like, no regrets. Like, football was really, really good to me, and it was just, you know, as I said at the time, if I had maybe been playing week in, week out, you know, it might influence my decision a wee bit more. But just to travel down the country and to sit on the bench, and I know probably all I wanted me to be, a senior voice in the change rooms. For me, that. For the balance, it wasn't enough, and it was just time. And no, I have no regrets as of now, anyway. And maybe it's too early.
Yeah, I know. But you're obviously disappointed to see them going down, given the fact that they were, you know, looking in such a good position for so long.
Yeah, massively disappointed. And I've said it to a few people, you know, I'd make no bones about it. I'm massively disappointed just for maybe some of the other players don't realise the work and the blood, sweat and tears Ollie Horgan put into it. But I do. I know that from organising training pitches to friendlies to going watching other teams, the massive commitment he put in. And, you know, maybe if it had been from a few more, and I know this is very critical standing out looking in, I think they would have did. They would have stayed up. But unfortunately, you can't turn back time now. The way it is the way it is. But on the other side of the sword, for all those good players that you see in the Harps set up, and you know they'll get an opportunity now in the first division to see which way their academy is going. Because you know, I watched Kevin McHugh's under-15s on Saturday evening, and there's a hell of a lot of good players in the county. You know, I've played against their Ulster Senior League team on the Thursday night. I know there's a hell of a lot of good teams because they give me the runaround for a good hour. You know, on that thing, there's a lot of good players, and the future's bright for Van Harps on that percent. But every club wants to play at the top division, and you know, and as I said, I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed for Paul and Ollie, really, from the truth be told, because those men left no stone unturned.
Well, listen, you're back now at Bunnagee United, your hometown club, and it's a club that's changed a lot as well, I'm sure, from when you started out playing. So much progress on and off the field, and such brilliant facilities out there, Michael.
Like the work that's been done there, and evolved the braces, and the way they, you know, have got their facilities and their house in order, and the way they do business, and just actually generally it's something somebody said to me actually on Saturday when I was down, and it's just the way they treat other people that come to their club. There's a real football knowledge about Bunnagee, you know, and maybe it isn't represented on the pitch, but their facilities and the welcome you get in Bunnagee is second to none in the county. And you know, hopefully, if, you know, my ambition would be, you know, maybe obviously the next couple of years is to give them a team that's competitive, you know, people can really start to get behind.